in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
Aubrey Williams.
My War.
Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. The news this week. Ian, what's the news this week? I know you've had car trouble, but what's the news this week? The car trouble is important. It's very important to me, but...
It's not usually that important to me because I don't drive the car that much. That's the problem, I think. But more of that later. Just a little bit of news is that it's a new year and people are relaunching their websites.
It is?
Yeah. New year, new websites, new this, that and the other. And so the couple that I noticed today is a culturepool.org.uk, I think it is. Culturepool are these people who run these events or... organise events. You can go to exhibitions and plays at the theatres and things at the Philharmonic and so on, and they go as a group. You can just go along as a group and you often get reduced price tickets or even free entry. And so they're really well organised now. New websites and new offices got in the Metal Place in Edge Hill.
Oh, brilliant.
Offering all kinds of services. So yeah, have a look at their website, Culturepool, and sign up to their newsletter and you'll get all the latest information. They've got an event at the end of January.
Brilliant.
And the one is Open Culture. There's a thing that which was set up by Phil Redmond in 2008 to try and improve the flow of information between people who wanted to put things on for Capital Culture and the organisations who were looking to host things, etc., or fund things. And so it's continued since then, much reduced staffing and so on, but still going. And so they've improved the website. It's a bit more user-friendly, more interactive stuff. So you can, again, you can post things on there about any events you've got coming up, and if you want some help with it, some funding, or you're looking for a venue or so on, you can put it on what they call the Culture Swap. Cultural Clearing, I think it was called in 2008. Yeah. Now it's the Culture Swap. So that's culture.org, just culture.org.uk. Open Culture being relaunched this week.
Now, I should tell you, and I'm surprised I didn't mention it last week, but there's, DeafNet Media, we've got a new website. Well, still in the same place, just reskinned it. I'm sure I mentioned that last week. Anyway,
yeah, new website.
Fiddly bits I need to play with. But also, news. If you're interested in very many things, then there's an event coming up, and we haven't set a date yet, and we haven't got a venue. So there's a bit of news called How Why DIY, which is a kind of like social media, blogging, techie, open source, codey. What have I missed off? I've missed off loads of hacky workspace kind of thing. It's a kind of like a mishmash of various different things. And it's an event that we've got planned. There's a NING for it, which is how-y-diy.ning.com, I think.
Is that letter Y or
YH? Letter Y, as in DI, letter DIY. Oh, Y, no, yeah.
How-y-diy.
Yeah, how, and then the word Y,
DIY.
Okay. Ning.com. Have a look on that. And we're asking for ideas, and we're asking for people to volunteer. I'm sure Ian will be volunteering to you know, run a workshop or talk about a particular subject. Hey, there's no getting out of it, Ian. Talk about a particular subject. We'll be talking about podcasting. There's a number of podcasters from around Liverpool who are going to be taking part and offering, you know, to talk about it and explain how it's done, and bloggers,
some
and
experts, then.
Some real experts, not just okay. me. Right. And then there's Ross Diel from Sound Network. He's going to be coming down. He's going to be talking about DS Orchestra and showing people how to take apart their DSs and create, put games on them, and do the DS Orchestra, which they performed the last month.
At the launch, in fact, It was good.
So it's kind of a whole range of events. So there's going to be workshops, there's going to be a computer fair, and there's going to be a conference-y type element towards the end. I like the way I say that, conference-y type. A conference. To our conference, just talking about Liverpool and technology and open source and how, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I don't know where I got that from, birds of a feather. But yeah. How we all ought to get together and work together and do stuff together.
But you haven't got a date yet. Is it imminent?
No, it's miles off, but we're still looking, still sourcing a property. We're looking to do it in Rapid Hardware.
Oh, nice.
And so we've got to get hold of the place and we've got to try and get it for a week and see how it goes. But so head along to the How Why DIY Ning. I'll have to stick a link on the Definite Media site, and I'm sure I'll do it on Ian's site as well. So head along to there. Join up, take part in the discussions, see how you get on. Should be good fun.
I've seen it on your tweets.
Yeah.
But I ignored it so far.
You've ignored it so
far? It sounds interesting now. I might have to have
a look. I think you will. Yeah. I expect you to be there.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, well.
And that is the news this week. Roundup of the week. Okay, Ian, so you haven't been able to get out too much. You've had car troubles. You can't do that. What you been to and what's been good?
Yes, we haven't been to much because the car broke down, which was quite a shock to the system because it just never breaks down, my car. but I think it's the cold weather and the fact that I hadn't driven. That's a problem. I don't use the car much. So I hadn't driven for a couple of weeks and it wouldn't start. So we missed the Mark Leckie talk at Cornerstone, which I believe was pretty good. A lot of people were going to go. I hope they had better luck getting there than we did. But yeah, so we missed that. And we also missed the show at Kerry Hand Gallery, but we'll go and see it. And that's even been reviewed in a lot of papers already. It's got good reviews. Sounds exciting. So we'll get to that Kerry Hand. What was it called? Spasticus Artisticus.
Yes.
Based on the Ian Jury thing. And the show at Egg Cafe and also the Gallery Liverpool. Stuart Williams, I think, is the show there. So we haven't been to see them yet, but we'll catch up eventually. We did pop into Clayton Square to see Madeline Merthwaite's gallery, also called the gallery in Clayton Square. And she's got this exhibition called Mad About Liverpool, or Mad About Art. Which is pretty good. She's doing a good job there in Clayton Square and got some good artwork from local artists on the theme of Liverpool. Some good ones. She'll be having regular exhibitions there, so get along to see that. So yeah, that's it really. White week. Oh, but I did forget the other one we did actually go and see. On foot. At the Walker. Aubrey Williams, the big show at the Walker. Just opened. Very good show. Really love his work. It's mainly abstract, but there's some figurative work going in there as well. And we did interview the co-curators, Ray and King, who's the director of art galleries for NML, and Leon Wainwright, who is a senior lecturer, I think, at Manchester Metropolitan University. He lectures in art history, and he's this real specialist in Caribbean artists and so on. That was really interesting. So we interviewed them. You can listen to those on Defnet Media podcast site.
As soon as I've edited them.
Yeah, okay. Really interesting stuff. And we got the catalogue as well. It's an interesting catalogue. Nice work. And there is a talk there on Wednesday night as well. Or event. Not just a talk, there's food and all kinds going on this Wednesday. So there's more details of that on the website.
And that is Roundup of the Week. This week, Ian, I see before me, although you've said there's not a lot coming up, I see before me quite a lot. I see Tangible Worlds, Northern Songs, Birds of a Feather, Tony Garner. I see a lot. An interesting installation by Lawrence Payout. So start us off at the beginning.
This Thursday.
A good day.
Hang on, no. That's Wednesday. As I just mentioned in the roundup, there's this thing at the Walker.
Oh, yeah.
To do with the Aubrey Williams show, It's called Art and Politics, Aubrey Williams and Barack Obama.
Is he going to be there?
No, but... Okay.
Thought I'd ask.
Some interesting people are. There's a panel. It's a panel... there's a panel discussion. It's a reflection of Aubrey Williams and a celebration of Barack Obama. Sorry. And, well, who have we got? On the panel, we've got Errol Lloyd, who's an artist and a writer and a friend of Aubrey Williams. Actually, Aubrey Williams died in 1990, I think. He was born in 1926, moved to England in 52, I think, and was based in London. So anyway, Errol Lloyd is there on the panel, and Rayanne King, who already mentioned, director of art galleries at NML, and Teo Aluka, who's a lot of people in Liverpool know Teo.
He's
a singer, actor, architect, all kinds of it. He's been doing a show, touring all over the world recently, singing and performing, and he's also, so he'll be performing an excerpt from his musically illustrated show, I Got a Home in Barrack. So he's there. So that sounds interesting. It's 6 till 9, and it's free. You're probably best booking it, though. I'm not sure. Anyway, details are on Art in Liverpool. So that's Wednesday 20th, 6 till 9.
Okay, moving along to Thursday 21st, 4 o'clock till 9. Yeah, at the Art Room Parkgate.
Yeah, never much details from the Art Room, but their viewings are normally start 4 o'clock in the afternoon, go until 9 in the evening. The Art Room Parkgate, and this is called Tangible Worlds, and a solo exhibition by the French artist Carol Graslan. Not as much as I know, yes.
Fair enough. Now, on the Friday, we have the 22nd of January, Northern Songs. This is about you and I, isn't it? Northern Songs.
You're from the Midlands.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Although, you know...
Well, you're Northern-based now.
Yeah, I'm adopting the place as my home.
North of Watford, anyway.
North of Watford, which is what counts. and this is Northern Songs, Friday the 22nd of January. It opens... because it's a pub, so it'll be open for everyone. And it's the Winter Exhibition at Ye Crack. The fourth open art exhibition features original paintings and photographs by local artists.
Yeah, it's the fourth one. It's I think the first one was last summer. It was called Summer at the Crack. Summer at the Crack, I think. They've been going quite well. And this one opens to the public on Friday, 22nd. Called Northern Songs, and artists, as about a dozen artists, people like Mick Gill, Alison Little, Colin Sargent, Micheline Robinson, Paul Francis, Tony Kennedy, David Smith, and a few others. That should be good.
Excellent. Now, also opening on the same night, at the Baluco Display Centre, there's a little exhibition there which is, about one of our favourite television programmes from yesteryear, with Pauline Quirk and that other lady.
What, Liverbirds?
No. There was Pauline Quirk in the Liverbirds?
No,
she can't have been. No, of course, Birds of a Feather.
I don't know.
Okay, it was based in London, or Essex. But at the Blue Coat Display Centre, the show on Birds of a Feather. The viewing starts at 5:30, goes on till 7:30. Tell us about the show, Ian.
Yes, this is just two artists. It brings together two artists who are, I guess, birds of a feather. Sophie Woodrow and Louise Gardiner. They're based in the same studios, that's what it is, in Bristol. Louise Gardiner, lively illustrative embroideries, and Sophie Woodrow's curious sculptural ceramics. Ooh, that's difficult to say, curious sculptural ceramics. And they're both created from highly imaginative worlds of creatures and characters.
Because if you've got your own teeth, that's not hard to say at all.
I have, just about.
They belong to you.
Just a few gaps in them. There's an image here which looks very interesting. An owl with big horns.
That's very nice.
By Sophie Woodrow. That's ceramics. And Louis, the other woman, Louise Gardner, does embroideries. So, sounds interesting. Friday 22nd, 5:30 to 7:30.
Brilliant. Moving along. Saturday. This exhibition starts at Industry by Tony Garner, and it starts on Saturday at the World of Glass in St Helens, which is a brilliant place for an exhibition.
It's an interesting place, the World of Glass. Yeah. There's the exhibitions and, of course, it's like a visitor experience thing, isn't it? You learn all about how to make glass and so on. And yeah, they have regular exhibitions, and we put them on our website. Worth a trip to St Helens. There's other things going on there as well. Tony Garner, local artist, uses acrylics, watercolours and oil pastels. Quite often the exhibitions there are various glass blowers, glass things, people make things from glass, but this seems to be a bit more of your standard painting. Called Industry.
And that's from the 23rd of January to the 14th of March. And don't forget, if you're going to St Helens World of Glass, go and have a look at Dream as well while you're there.
Oh, Dream, yes, Dream. The big sculpture.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice, and you won't miss it. Yeah. And you'll thank us for it.
There was a good picture of that recently in the snow.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw somewhere, kids playing in the snow, but by the stream, which is also white, of course.
Yeah.
It was good.
Where's that
snow? So I'm wondering how it must be difficult to climb the hill in the snow.
Yeah.
Easier coming, you could sledge down, I suppose.
It was quite a steep hill as well.
Yeah.
Now, also coming up on the same day, this starts. Does it start and finish? I'm not.
It's a one-day event.
One-day event, yeah. Site-specific installation by Lawrence Payot?
Payot.
And this is at the junction of Whitechapel and Church Street in Liverpool City Centre. What's this about then?
Lawrence Payot, some of the work she's been doing recently is, she calls it sort of chameleon type things, because you're not sure if it's a real thing or not.
Yeah.
You sort of have to look twice and you might not see it.
So it blends into the background.
Yeah, because there was this thing she did in Garston a while ago. And the gallery window was a complete
inverted
mirror image
kind
of what
was
across the road. So
I remember it.
Yeah, you weren't sure if it was just a reflection. And you look again, you see it's actually this big painting constructed in the window of what was opposite. All we know is that this thing will be there at the junction of Whitechapel and Church Street on Saturday, the 23rd. Not sure of the times, maybe they're all day. And so you have to... it says keep your eyes open and look out for it. So we don't know what it is yet. Just have to go along there and see.
So we will.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Have a look and see if we can see it. See if we can spot it. Do you think it's the prize for spotting it? No.
Hope it doesn't snow. It might be covered in snow or something.
Well, they said it was going to snow tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Wednesday.
Yeah. There's a link to her website. If you have a look at her website, there's some really good examples of work she's done. And there's one of a swan in a pond. It's only 2D. From a distance, it looks like a 3D, a real swan, but it's actually only a painting sort of stuck in the water.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And did she like put a remote control on it so it would swim backwards and forwards?
Maybe that's an idea, yeah.
Next time.
Maybe not so technical.
Okay, now, coming up on Monday, Don't Think Twice Collective Soapbox. So this is the Don't Think Twice Collective Soapbox. And this is a viewing at the Godfrey Pilkington Art Gallery.
We're back in St Helens.
We're back in St Helens, yeah. We are. So you go and see these. You go to these during the day. You go to St Helens World of Glass and see Dream, and then pop along to this in the evening. So Don't Think Twice Collective Soapbox.
It's all happening in St Helens.
It is from 6 to 8.
Yeah, I haven't heard of these Soapbox Collective before. I don't think I have anyway. St Helens based.
Yep.
So I haven't actually got the artist names. We just know it's the Soapbox Collective. The Godfrey Pilkington Gallery is, if I remember right, it's in the sort of town centre where the town hall is, and it's the library. I think it's above the library. You go into the library and you can get some books out if you're a member of St Helens Library, and then put your find your way upstairs and there it is. There's a selection of video, sculpture, painting, installation, community art platform. Yeah, Soapbox is a community arts platform that encourages creative collaborations between art, music, and commercial spaces. Ooh, sounds interesting. So yes, when is it? There's a viewing on Monday, the 25th. That's next Monday, 6 till 8, and then exhibition goes on till the 13th of February.
Really? Now you might make it back in time from there to Liverpool for. This exhibition starts. Well, you might get this in the morning if you do this. It's Michael Kirby, the Decay series, which is at the Dot Art Gallery. So it's, this exhibition starts Monday the 25th at Dot Art. It's Michael Kirby, the Decay series. So what's his pattern?
Michael Kirby is one of Dot Art's artists. So it's a solo show of his work. He's very good. He's got his own website where you can see lots of his work. He does quite realistic paintings of... these particular ones are mostly decaying buildings. You'll recognise a few from the Rope Walks area, I think. He's really interested in human decay, or physical and spiritual. He does good portraits as well, but this is particular show is about the buildings. He worked in graphic design for many years, and now he's full-time painter based in the Liverpool area. When is it again? 25th, yeah, so 25th, it's next Monday, isn't it?
Yep.
It opens. There's no viewings as such at the Dot Art Gallery. It's too small, I think, to hold a crowd of people. But you can, they have the paintings in the windows. It's in Queen Avenue, which is off Castle Street, and you can see stuff in the windows and then go into the actual office where they have more work on the walls.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And that is this week. Further ahead, Ian. Now, you were telling me earlier about this year of health and well-being. This is the event that was put off because of the snow.
That's right, yeah.
So you tell us about the event, and then we know it's been put off because of the snow, but I can't remember.
Yeah, this is the year of health and well-being and innovation, focusing on the health and well-being side of it. There was going to be a launch event earlier in January, but the weather was too bad. So it's been rescheduled to Sunday the 7th of February, sort of all day, 10:30 to 4:30, at the Lifestyles Tennis Centre, wherever that is.
Wavertree, yeah. Which is Wavertree Park, the mystery?
Yeah.
Okay. By the big swimming pool there. Loads of people know that big swimming pool.
Oh, right. So there's just various things going on around the subject. There is a website specifically for it. There's a link from our website. And also the council, I think, have set up a new website called 2010 Health and Wellbeing. That's 2010healthandwellbeing.org.uk, where there will be, there's not much there, yes, there's a few things, but there will be details of all the events throughout the year on this subject of health and well-being. So there's an events diary and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check that out.
And now also, this is hot news.
Yeah,
hot
news just in. Yep.
News just in. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, sorry. My War. This is the next show that's... Is it the next show that's coming up at Fact, or the one after that? Or
yeah, it's the next one, yeah, because the Space Invaders is there at the moment. That goes on for a little while yet. Then they have a couple of weeks break while they install a new show. Yep, so that's 12th of March. That opens Private View on the 11th, if you remember. Called My War, Identity and Appropriation Under War Condition. So it sounds very serious stuff, this. It explores the conflict in a digitally networked world through the work of 12 international artists. Their work investigates the realities and myths of war at a time when boundaries between public and the private are steadily eroded. In other words, there's wars going on and you can't keep it quiet anymore. Mm. Yeah, you know, the public knows straight away through the various social media and so on. Whereas in years gone by, there could be wars going on, you wouldn't get any details at all unless there was an intrepid reporter out there and photographer sending stuff back to your local newspaper or whatever. Or the radio.
Yeah.
But now it's just instantly everywhere, so I suppose it's looking at that in part anyway. Yes, that's from 12th of March to the 30th of May.
That sounds quite good. That sounds quite interesting.
Interesting, but not as much fun as Space Invaders.
No, not as much fun as Space Invaders, admittedly. But
yeah, there's 12 artists. I had a quick look. I haven't got the detail. I remember Phil Collins was one of them.
Good, because he's been threatening to do some work in Liverpool for years.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he was going to be at the A Foundation, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. Ago,
but that fell through for some reason. Yeah.
Anyway, without any more being said, Ian, let's have a bit of a quick show this week, which is good. So I will say to you, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much to you for listening, and good night.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media, podcasting for your pleasure.